Dr. Stable Treating Office Note on Patient David Hatcher, H-A-T-C-H-E-R, David D-A-V-I-D, date of birth is 11-9-1942, date of service 11-25-2025. The patient is 83-year-old gentleman, referred to see by Dr. Lisa Ehrlich, L-I-S-A-E-R-E-H-R-L-I-C-H. For elevated serum creatinine, bibliographic medical history includes the following: 1. Right heart failure, secondary to tricuspid regurgitation, next chronic atrial fibrillation maintained on Eliquis, history of PVCs, assessed post pacemaker placement, next chronic hypertension, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, baseline creatinine 1.45, baseline GFR around 48 milliliters per minute per paragraph. Patient was recently admitted to Houston Methodist Hospital with the right heart failure and was started on a specific heart failure regimen and is presenting to my office for further renal care, period. His past surgical history includes pacemaker replacement, next appendectomy, next rotator cuff surgery, next total left knee replacement, per paragraph. Allergies, non-undiagnosed allergies, per paragraph. Social history, patient is married, has two children. He has been a long-time athlete, track and bicycling and racing. He denies any smoking. He used to drink one glass of wine every day. Now he cut it down to half a glass per week. He denies any drug use. He is retired. He used to be a president of a chemical company. And he used to be an engineer in trade. Family history, father has had dementia before last 4 years from his life, and also has history of coronary artery disease and MI. Mother that died from colon cancer, brother has hypertension and obesity. Please go back to past medical history and history of rheumatoid arthritis currently maintained on Humira, period. No headaches, good vision. He had shortness of breath with prior to hospitalization. He has any chest pain, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. Nocturia times 2, no straining upon urination. He has complete bladder emptying. He knows urinary flow to be weak. Dribbling positive, no incontinence, no leg swelling, no skin rash. Denies any NSAID use. What other systems are reviewed and are negative? Immunization received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy per paragraph. Current medications are reviewed and include the following: amlodipine 5 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, Farxiga 10 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg twice a day, Toprolol extended release 25 mg daily, Silvastatin 10 mg daily, Spironolactone 12.5 mg daily, and Humira injected paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the change in TP puts on the active pillars and accommodation injected conjunctive and sclerosis, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid big bilaterally, no jugular distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tape paragraph, and supple, no systems of rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate, arrhythm, no resonance, tune, no measure, no friction, no man's acute, no condition, no crackers, no visible, abdomen. A soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no vertigo, but rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, no extremities, skin, no skin, there's not in your exam, no focus. Please go back to heart and mention, heart rate are irregularly irregular, period. Go now to investigations. His B and is 44, creatinine 1.55, the GFR is 44 milliliters per minute from November 18, 2025. Renal ultrasound. Right kidney is 10.8 centimeter, left kidney 8.6 centimeter. He has a 1.7 centimeter cyst on the right and 5.5 centimeter on the left benign cyst. He also has 3 millimeter kidney stone on the left kidney. Period. Assessments are plan 1 chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has a hypertension and chronic effect, but a risk factor for chronic kidney disease. We are going to do the full work loading. Imaging studies, we're going to check his renal Doppler and blood ultrasound to assess his post-ward residual. We're going to do also serologic workup. Patients to avoid any nephrotoxic agents, period. Also, he has congestive heart failure and he can have cardiorenal syndrome as well, period. Next, diagnostic chronic atrial fibrillation rate control, so it's post-pacemaker placement. Next, hypertension control, current regimen. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, rheumatoid arthritis, asymptomatic, currently on Humira, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Ehrlich, for allowing me this patient consultation. I'll see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress. CC, Dr. Lisa Ehrlich.